How did we miss the flying car? It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before we get to that and why my back hurts, unrelated. So this is a news person that can speak how many different languages?
I don't know how many he is capable of speaking, but this is Philip Crowther of the Associated Press. And I believe this is all from one day. He did reports in six different languages.
Beaucoup de partisans de Donald Trump.
This is French.
Beaucoup de partisans de Donald Trump, en fait, lui croient quand il dit que l'élection présidentielle lui a été volée.
This could very well. Here
this is
in
English.
Northern Georgia.
Thank you for that. Yes, I know.
For Donald Trump as president of the United States.
Los funcionarios me dicen que el proceso se ha llevado a cabo sin irregularidades. Ambos los candidatos demócratas en las elecciones de segunda vuelta para el Senado de Georgia ya declararon sus respectivas victorias.
Und in Washington, direkt German? Vor dem Weißen Haus, ist unser Reporter Philip Crowther.
Es ist so, dass wir effektiv von Donald Trump gehört haben, dass er jetzt eine geordnete Amtsübergabe sehen will. Am Nationalgard,
also Luxemburgisch, which I hadn't heard of before.
Und dann spürt man beim Präsidenten doch auch den Druck von Mitgliedern seiner eigenen republikanischen Partei.
Luxembourgish. You're looking
that's
a little,
obviously it's a German dialect.
You're but. Looking a little Luxembourgish today to me, so I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you'd think with mad skills like that, he'd have a more profitable gig than an AP reporter, Reuters or whatever you said.
And pretty fluent, apparently, because it seemed like right there he was like answering a question from...
The Germans.
Yeah, a jobs killer. That used to be six different people had that job. Now, look at me. I speak all the languages. Show
march
off.
On him.
As we've talked about before, your brain either can do that or it can't. And if I could dedicate my life to that, and I couldn't make it happen.
I always wonder what language they think in. It's got to be their most native one, right? But I wonder, do they
dream
go,
in?
Yeah. I've heard of, I was just reading about that the other day, who's the Samuel Beckett. Irish Nobel Prize winner for literature. He moved to France and did all his writing in France so that he could think in French because he thought more clearly in French than he did in English, which he spoke in Ireland. Yeah, and so
what the hell does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's not like the guy was saying, which way to the train station? I mean,
right.
You got to have a pretty decent vocabulary to be reporting on what sounded to be a political story. Donald El Trumpo.
I got three things to get to on this podcast. So that's one of them. The other one is we were talking about the consumer. Man, there's the pain in my back. God dang it. I'll explain that in a second, I think. Eesh. We were talking about the Consumer Electronics Show, which is kind of going on. It's more or less canceled, but they're sending out lots of videos and Zoom calls to the reporters.
It's a never-ending Zoom call. Sounds fun.
But a couple of things. So Samsung...
Kill me.
Samsung showed off a set of robots designed to help around the house, if you consider ripping my head off help.
I heard an article on... report. It might have been NPR, where they were talking about this the British robot that can... prepare and cook 5,000 different recipes. It's got all sorts of sensors and cameras and the rest of it.
Wow.
And I guess you probably have to put the carrots and onions and meat in front of it, but then it does all the work. Now that I would like. The food bot, that would be groovy.
One of the meals it can prepare? Human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You gotta, it's at the end of the recipe book, but it's there.
There's a little clip on that page, too. The robot put it there.
There is one more recipe you have yet to try.
Oh, really? Cookbot? What's that?
Hold still.
Read.
General Motors, GM, took a giant leap showing off its concept for a flying car. How has this gotten buried? Is there a video of this, the flying car?
Or is it just a bewheeled helicopter? And what's the difference?
Anyway, so getting me to my back pain, one of the things of the Consumer Electronics Show is what they're calling the ultimate gaming chair, which has got a rolling wraparound display. So it's like a nice looking office chair, and it's got a computer screen on it. Well, I got led into a
computer
chair.
Screen. It's a 180-degree panoramic view. Oh my gosh, the peripheral vision I can get when I'm battling teenagers on the internet and my games would be unparalleled.
Yeah, nice description, Jack. It's like calling the Grand Canyon a hole. Come on, man.
It's a chair with a screen attached.
Idiot. Turn on him, everybody. Michael.
I was just trying to move on to the next part of my story, which is how I came to buy this chair I just bought. So I kind of... I came across an article about the ultimate gaming chair, which actually didn't have any electronics involved. It was just about being the most comfortable chair if you're going to sit in it for a long time. And it was something called the Eames chair. Or is it Ames? I think it's Eames. Have you ever heard of that?
Eames? Eames chair? No.
So
no.
I was completely unaware of it. And I ended up going down this rabbit hole. And now I know something about something that I didn't know anything about. The Eames chair, invented by husband and wife named Eames in 1956... took the world by storm. You'd know one if you saw one. It's got this kind of futuristic, remember the furniture of the 60s and 70s? You know, we're the same age, so you probably sat in some of these kind of weird-shaped plastic chairs, maybe even in school. They look like futuristic, and for some reason we decided those were bad and moved away from them. I think stylistically more than anything, a bit. The Eames chair is considered one of the most important... artistic, there's a word I'm missing, style. One of the most important stylistic things that happened in the entire 20th century.
How do you spell it?
E-A-M-E-S. You'll see it, and it's a fairly normal-looking chair.
Well, I got the computer right in front of me. Oh, yeah, that's a good-looking chair. Dang.
So now that I'm aware of the Eames chair, they're very expensive. A real one is very expensive, $6,000.
Huh.
For a real one. Now, they were made starting in the 50s all the way through the 60s. That company stopped making them. Another company started making them exactly the same way. They were expensive back then. They're expensive now. Now that I'm aware of one, and I've seen pictures, Frasier sat in one, you know, in the TV show Frasier. Tony Starks has one in his Iron Man movies. It's like a Rolex watch or a Mercedes. It's a sign of, look, I'm wealthy and I've made it.
I guess a $7,000 chair.
That would have been lost on me. I wonder how many times I've been in somebody's house or whatever, and I've seen one and, like, didn't mention it because...
wiped a booger on it or something.
Yeah, I freaking had no idea what's
going on. Would you like to sit, Jack, in this chair? And you're like, nah, I'm fine.
I'll stand.
But so I came across this article saying it's the most comfortable chair ever developed, and I did some reading about it, and then I came across an article of best knockoffs of the Eames chair, because I'm not going to spend $7,000 on a chair or anything even close to that much money. But so then I, similar at the same time, I go onto Craigslist and I just typed in chairs and then went highest to lowest price. And I came across a used Chinese knockoff of the Eames chair. And that is what I bought. According to the reviews and everything, it's exactly the same dimension specifications, build technique as the real thing. Lots of great reviews on it.
Did you run into Barbara Boxer while you're dealing with the Chinese there?
Huh? So anyways, Eric Swalwell dropped it off.
Well,
yeah, it was odd.
Actually, and you know this, the Chinese, when they want to, make stuff perfectly. That's one of the ways they're ripping us off. They steal all the information about a Nike driver, and they can build one every bit as good and sell it for cheaper around the world. Or with this, you know, they put Nike on the side of it. But they're capable of doing that. Musical instruments, all kinds of different stuff. They're great at if they want to be. Not just the cheap crap that they sell us, but they can build stuff really high quality for cheaper because they have slave labor. Anyway, that's what I was hoping for with this chair. And I bought one, used, Craigslist, brought it home last night, watched Apocalypse Now. Not the whole thing, it's too long. But I probably sat in the thing for an hour and a half. And I have back pain today like I've never had in my life. Like I'm being stabbed.
Wow.
Like a completely new kind of back pain. Different than anything I've ever had. Like somebody's got it like a robot that was supposed to cook me a meal, stuck a knife right between a couple of my vertebrae and is just wiggling it around.
Now come on, China.
For sitting in my cheap Chinese knockoff chair.
Was it uncomfortable as you were sitting in it watching the movie?
A little bit, yes. I was trying to deny it. I was trying to pretend it wasn't true, having spent some money and
the
a little
Emperor's
time
new back pain.
Yeah, exactly.
China.
Yes. I was trying to pretend, no, it's just, it's just taking some getting used to. Or I must have been sitting funny. No, this is comfortable. This is perfectly comfortable.
I think we have come to a real life example of why I feel polling, Q&A-based polling is dead and does not work. Because you are Mr. If people would just stop buying Chinese crap.
Yep.
pay up a little bit,
yep.
get the good stuff. It's yep. it lasts twice as long.
Sure.
But then when presented with the actual actions to do, what do you do?
Like, oh, good. We're turning on Jack again. This is
yeah,
fun.
No, yeah, absolutely. That was the secret theme of the podcast today. But it's.
I wouldn't even have thought that you could design a chair that would give me the pain I've got if that was your goal.
Designed in East Germany in 1968.
Or China now.
Right, yeah. Well, now, here's just a devil's advocate question. I know if somebody, maybe it's your mom or yourself, you decide, God, my posture's terrible. In fact, even as I started that sentence, I was slouching, and now I've straightened my back. If I sit with good posture for the next 3 minutes, it will hurt.
Maybe that's it?
I just wonder if the thing straightened you up, you know, and you just you're not using those muscles, and that's why it hurts.
Did you get
know.
The sense that this? Because I have a couch, and the cushions that the couch are on now are not what they were when I first brought it home.
That will hurt. I've had couches where the cushions are shot. That hurts your
so
back.
So this being a used, like I no maybe perhaps in its pristine condition, it was just as comfortable as all the rest. But is it a lessen cushion thing now? So now there's a support
so.
Beam that's there that wasn't supposed to be or something?
Is there a notable ass groove in it? I mean, how old is it?
It's not that new. Used. It was practically new.
But, okay.
I have had that with couches, though, where the cushions are shot, and it's just like torture to sit in that thing. Or when you get up, you can barely walk. You ever had that? You get up out of a couch, and it's like, oh, my God. I'm not sure I can make it to the fridge for the next beer.
Ah. Yeah, because I'm old. Got nothing to do with the couch.
So what is my lesson here? Don't buy cheap Chinese knockoffs of anything? Maybe that's the lesson.
I guess. Or just sit in it for the next 4 nights in a row, and either you'll have great posture
Call
or you'll
ambulance.
Be crippled for life.
Call an ambulance to come pick me up.
You got to take it to the wall, man. You got to don't quit now.
Well, we've all bought something, haven't we, before we realize it was a bad purchase, but we're just trying to convince ourselves it wasn't?
Oh, constantly.
I mean, that happens all the time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're dating somebody. Maybe you're, you know, got a job, whatever it is. You just keep trying to come up with ways that, no, it's got to be okay. I mean, I put a lot of thought into this. It's
Now you're weirding me out. I don't want to think about it.
At the point that I got blood squirting out my ears, that's when I'll finally give in.
I opened up a fortune cookie and it said, get good stuff on sale instead of buying our cheap stuff at a regular price. Well, I guess that's it.